This is WBEZ News. It's 8:33. I'm Lisa Labus. One primary race in a single state representative district in Chicago is now a $2 million battleground. A few thousand voters there could swing the balance of power between Republican Governor Bruce Rauner and Democrats who control the Illinois legislature. Rauner's allies are behind incumbent Democrat Ken Duncan. He broke with his party last year. Unions back his opponent, Juliana Stratton. WBEZ's Dan Weissman went to the district and spent time with each of the candidates.
I meet up with Juliana Stratton at 60th and Eberhardt, just south of Washington Park. She says she's been canvassing the district, going door to door, since late last year. At first, it was after work. Then, after New Year's, she went on leave from her job at the University of Illinois.
So January 4th, every day, it's like this.
7 days?
7 days a week, yeah.
That's what she says. And she does seem really practiced. At a two-flat in the 6100 block of South Vernon Avenue, she introduces herself, confirms the woman at the door is a registered voter, and gets the woman's name.
Nice to meet you, Ms. Thompson. You received my information.
Yeah.
I said, you looked at me like, I've been getting a lot of mail from you.
Yeah, I got it.
I'm running against Ken Duncan.
Stratton gives her spiel. Duncan missed some key votes, aligned himself with Rauner, hurt kids and seniors. It takes 30 seconds.
I wanted to meet you personally and see if I could count on your support March 15th.
Yes.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Anyway.
Oh, well, that's even better.
Yeah.
Well, now
in the next 30 seconds, she asks Ms. Thompson to pass word on to other voters in the House whether the campaign could put up a yard sign and how Ms. Thompson herself is doing. Stratton is leaving when Ms. Thompson's daughter, Sandra, arrives.
She said that's her daughter right there.
Another registered voter. So Stratton lingers 60 more seconds.
Well, you'll hear more from me, but I really appreciate it.
All right, have a good day.
Then, another 60 seconds after saying those goodbyes, Stratton is knocking on the next door. While I'm there, she hits about 35 doors and talks with about 18 voters. All but three or four tell her yes. The rest are maybes. After a few hours, I'm done. Stratton smiles, gives me a 30-second farewell, and keeps moving. A couple days later, Ken Duncan's campaign tells me the candidate can spare me 10 minutes. 1 p.m. at Harris Park, 62nd and Drexel, a few blocks east of where I said goodbye to Stratton. Duncan isn't there at 1, but I'm not alone. Hundreds of senior citizens are getting checked in and shown to tables in the gym.
I got you!
This is a bingo bash. All expenses paid for the partygoers. Transportation, a catered lunch, raffles, and, I'm told, $2,000 in prize money. Duncan arrives about a half hour later.
Hey! Hey, y'all. Beautiful people. Y'all ready with some money today?
Yeah!
We gotta give it away.
While volunteers start bringing out food, a DJ brings the music back, and Duncan hits a small dance floor to celebrate his 50th birthday. Some of the ladies join him. He's a great dancer, and the people around him are having fun. Duncan works the room. He stops at every table, blows rapid-fire kisses, flashes huge smiles, dances a little more, cracks jokes. A woman at one table says, "You don't remember me, do you?" He has a ready answer.
My little sister. How y'all doing? So darling.
When I get him alone, I ask him about the fact that his major contributors are groups that support parts of the Republican governor's agenda. Those groups have built up huge campaign funds since Governor Rauner's election. He says, this is the kind of thing that happens all the time, a new source of money entering the state's political system.
Look at the people with the gay marriage. They infuse a lot of new money into the political process. Look at the folk in the utility industry over the years when they started. Look at the medical marijuana. That's brand new money.
I ask him how the presence of this new money might have influenced him. What if it hadn't been there? Would he still have skipped key votes, denying House Speaker Mike Madigan some big victories over Governor Rauner?
Would you have considered doing what you did, which was doing something you knew because you've been around, would make the Speaker mad?
I didn't factor that into it.
I press him on this a few times. He says he's just trying to be a good public servant. Things aren't always what they seem. He says he's got the support of his voters, like today's party.
You have over 500-plus people in that room. You see the LOVE I get? They can spend all the money. They can say all the negative things. My constituents know me.
He says what's interesting is how quickly unions turned on him after he had voted with them for years.
You can't be an independent voice. You can't have your own disposition on a particular issue.
Are you saying you're surprised by that?
I'm living it. That's why I'm target numero uno, because the speaker does not want folk off the reservation.
Yeah, and could you possibly be surprised by that?
It is what it is. Thanks, Doc.
Thank you.
Interview over. One of Duncan's people takes me by the arm and pulls me away. To be fair, I've taken more than the 10 minutes they promised. Back in the gym, the raffle's about to start. Bingo cards have been passed out. The woman who thought Duncan didn't recognize her, Lola Gray, says bingo is the only reason she came. She says she's met Duncan numerous times. Later, I find out she's a block club president.
And I'm a little bit unhappy. Okay. He missed some critical votes. And that's what his job is, to vote. It's too bad. It's really too bad that he did what he did. So now, how can we trust him?
I wanted to stay, hear how some of the other partygoers felt, and see who won the raffle and bingo money, but that didn't work out. As Duncan was about to read off the first winning raffle number, he spotted me and my microphone.
Okay, WBEZ, we did our interview. Take care. Have a good one, buddy. Goodbye. Everybody say goodbye to BEZ.
That's WBEZ's Dan Weissman. Dan has a whole lot more on the 5th District primary and the money driving this race at WBEZ.org. It's a story about how a few big campaign donors hope to change the state's direction. It's 8:40.